She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Dina Diamond, a very good morning. How are you?
And a good morning to you. Yes, a new week has dawned with new restrictions.
New weeks, new restrictions, new reality. Unfortunately, yeah, High FM not having anybody else in studio. So it is quite weird. These restrictions, I guess we're going to start getting used to because they're happening everywhere. Kids, schools closed, but kids aren't in quarantine. And I think that is important to reaffirm. How are you managing? Are you at work as normal today?
So I will be back. My kids, yeah, are home for the week. So, or maybe, I don't know, depending on what Cyril said last night, it sounds like they're all, I think the schools are all going to be closed till after Easter. So I've got to sort of get clarity on that one. But yes, I think in these times, you have to actually now look at what you're actually going to do with your kids. So I just saw actually a note this morning, from a doctor to say it's no good if the schools are closed and all the kids are making play dates, because then your social distancing clearly is not working.
Right, it's true. It's actually true. They're probably safer off in a classroom than
exactly.
So what are they saying? Limit the amount of play dates, or just don't have these play dates at the moment.
They're saying don't have play dates, because then what's the point of cancelling the school if you're actually still creating those social environments where kids are meeting, parents are meeting, whatever it may be.
Look, they're not making this easy.
No, not at all. In fact, I love every time there's a new crisis, there's a new coined phrase. I'm enjoying the social distancing. It was actually the first time I heard it yesterday.
Right. Well, because I prepared a podcast with Dr. Anton Meiberg, and I used the word lockdown, and he got quite offended by that. Apparently we don't use that word.
Well, it does instill a certain amount of panic and anxiety.
Right, but let's call it what it is, right? Well, no, the truth is we're not on lockdown yet. You know, when you speak to people, and I certainly spoke to somebody in Venice on Friday, that is lockdown. There they are able to leave the house to go and buy food. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, no, that is proper lockdown. I mean, that is crazy. So at least our kids feel like they can still go out. They can go to the park. They can go,
right,
if they want, maybe, I suppose, to the zoo, where there's a lot of space. So there are places for kids to go, and I did actually listen to a podcast. I did see it. So, and I think Anton said at the moment it's still fine to go to movies. It's still fine to go out as long as you're not in sort of contained, like, huge amounts of people and all of that.
Right. Well, I think that the movie thing has now changed, because when the podcast was prepared yesterday morning, we didn't have restrictions of 100 people. And same amount of social distancing. So I would imagine that movies on... Look, I didn't agree with him anyway. I didn't think movies was a good idea even yesterday morning. Because one person coughing behind me, and I'll take his head off. But...
onto your popcorn, exactly.
Right, exactly. That's all I need. But no, so I think...
And then do you wipe down your seat? So if you go to those, like, you know, those VIP cinemas where you've got those, like, lazy boys, do you take out your wet wipes and start wiping down your seats like Naomi Campbell?
Right. So it's interesting. Anton just has commented on the play dates. And he says, schools are closed, but our kids are not in quarantine. We need to be responsible. We need to keep numbers small, but they can go ahead for now, as long as there's a focus on hand washing and hygiene.
Yeah, no, listen, it definitely does bring its challenges with it.
Yes.
But I had actually made a nice little list of what I'd looked around in the market. There are actually a whole bunch of resources that children can use, or parents can use for their children in terms of websites, in terms of activities. And also, I mean, a lot of parents, I think the easiest thing always to do is say, okay, right, here's your iPad, here's your phone, here's your technology, see you later. Mm. But, I mean, it is actually a bit of an opportunity. So the schools, just so you know, the schools are preparing packs for the kids so they can keep sort of being educated. They're getting, so I know my kids' school, they're actually open from tomorrow. You actually are told to collector pack with the books and with the syllabus work in it that you can actually work with the kids, so they're not spending the whole day literally on Minecraft or whatever it may be. So at least there is some activity.
That is the danger. I know that we already started negotiating last night because we said to my daughter, you'll be up and dressed by 8 o'clock. What? Why? Well, because, you know, you're not on, this is not a holiday.
A holiday.
All right, but why can't it be nine?
That's jubilation.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So.
I don't know. Maybe give a bit till nine. It's a bit of leniency. I think that could be.
No, I think it's important to set the precedent straight from the get-go, surely.
Exactly. And you know what is important is to keep structure, because also when we get to situations like this, there is mass panic. People like don't know what to do with themselves. They like sort of start running like a headless chicken. But if you do start setting a structure to start off with, again, I think there are a whole bunch of categories that are happening at the moment. So number one, if you're not affected and you don't know anyone who's got corona, you haven't been in touch with anyone who's got coronavirus or COVID-19, then you are, and you're just home, the kids are just home, they're not actually in quarantine, so that's one category. But then you've got people who are in quarantine because they potentially had some sort of contact with someone who's been tested positive. Or you've got someone, maybe the parents been tested, but the kids are negative. So you've got a whole sort of bunch of different scenarios that could take place. And you have to work on those scenarios and you have to find what makes sense for you and your family if you are at home and you are quarantined. And what are the options and opportunities for you to actually get through this time? Because, I mean, if you are quarantined for 14 days, that's a long time at home.
Very.
But I think we are very lucky. I think we live in South Africa. We have a very just huge variety in our population. But I think the people that we know of do have a bit more space and light, and we've got good weather.
Right.
And also we can make use of that good weather. You can go outside. You can go for a walk in your garden, or you can go outside to just get some sunshine. So it's not as depressing, I think it's not as depressing as if you're in a cold, wintry place in a tiny little apartment with like one tiny window. I think it makes a massive difference. So I think we are fortunate, if one can call it that, to have to deal with COVID-19 in a time where it is still summer, the weather's still beautiful, so there is that opportunity.
Absolutely right. Time is 8:18. We're going to take some ads. We're going to take some music, and then we'll be back with Dina Diamond. We are talking about how to cope during this time. It is very, very important that we keep it together, and that we actually, what happens when we are still? What do we see when we are still? Spending time with our children, our grandchildren, our spouses. We see different things in the world. We've got time to think. Maybe you've got time to write or to build something. Just use that time differently. Things are changing. They're going to change for a while. They'll come back to where they were, but maybe we can be better off for it. And I think that may be the message. Dina Diamond's joining us, not in studio, unfortunately. But Dina, what's your thoughts on that?
Listen, I couldn't agree more. I think you really get an opportunity where you actually say, like, hold on, everything just stops and you have to, like, refocus and recenter yourself. And I think that people, especially who've been made to be in quarantine, so not even those who optionally are self-quarantining, those who have to quarantine for 14 days, I think it's a massive, like, because everyone's so frenetic all the time and running around, and you never really get the chance to just stop and just look around and see what's important, and time to absolutely reconnect with your kids and with your family. And you can look at it as almost an opportunity. So I think that, like, for me, like, even if you had to think, like, what to do at home, generally I would go stir crazy, like, even for an hour not having something to do. But if you think about it, you can do a spring clean, you can use it as a cleansing opportunity. You can clean your house, you can clean all those cupboards that you've been dying to do forever. You can go through all the digital photos.
So far you haven't given me anything to do. It's all very well.
Start your exercise routine.
Okay, fine, fair enough.
And stop tapering.
No, you stop can keep tapering. Active. You can use the Macarena. You can start your, you can get onto a whole new zone. You can start yoga. You can do online courses on yoga. You can do any online course, actually. You can
That's
learn
a huge
new language.
Thing, by
I
the
mean,
way.
There's so many opportunities. Yeah.
And
there are a million opportunities online.
And these online courses are not expensive. Maybe it's a great way to just acquire a new skill or maybe improve on a skill that you already have.
Absolutely. But I have to tell you, like, companies like Scholastic are now actually offering free courses because they know people are in quarantine, that they're offering free online courses so kids can keep learning while schools are closed. And I mean, there's a zillion resources. There's a new Facebook group that's also just opened. I think it's like Learn at Home, and there's learning websites for kids. I'll just give you some of them. It's called Switcheroo Zoo, Nat Geo for kids, Into the Book, Seussful, ABC. Yeah, I'll actually send this to you so you can post it.
Yeah, if you would do that, that would be great, because then what we'll do is post that on the Morning Mayhem Facebook page. All different ideas of courses and online things that you can do with your kids. Karen says, let's do it, an online cooking course. Absolutely. There is no reason not to do this sort of thing. Colin says, it appears as though all conflict around the world have been cancelled or postponed.
Yes.
It's so interesting, because for me, this whole thing is God hitting the reset button on the world. And he's saying to us, do me a favor, just stand still. Just to stay where you are while we reboot. And that's what's happened, because everybody stopped flying. There's no pollution being produced all over the world. We're being asked to sort of almost go home, be with our families, wait this out while the world resets. And that's the mental image that I have of this. And that's why when Colin says wars even aren't being fought at the moment, because everybody's saying, okay, let's just stop for a minute. Even ISIS is telling their people not to travel. I don't know if you saw that. ISIS has put out
I'm not on their mailing list. So
didn't they start with doing away with plastic straws?
ISIS did not stop it. Now you're just making that up. And no one's worrying about plastic straws anymore, because we've got bigger things.
Greta's going to still be upset.
Look, something is going to upset her, there's no doubt. Well, she's going to be upset about it. Melinda said, everyone was looking forward to Monday to get a break from the kids. How to survive extra time when you are ready to kill them. You see, I love Melinda. She's quite real.
See, your listeners are very real. They always bring you back.
They do. I was going off on this whole beautiful tangent about the world being reset, reconnecting with our children. I can tell you, thank God I'm not home, because by now, if my daughter isn't up and dressed, I think she would be, there would be blood on the walls, I can tell you. So it isn't easy, because and everybody pushes boundaries. So I think the important thing, Dina, is what you're saying, is make sure that you've got activities. Make sure you've got things on the go. Don't wake up with no plan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, there are fortunate things you can do, and also depending on the age of your kids. So if your kids are little, then you can do things like Play-Doh. Play-Doh is the easiest thing in the world to actually make. You can make colors. You can make it smell. That can keep them entertained forever. And then also just cooking. Absolutely. Cooking and baking. Every little kid loves to cook and bake. And then make the meal. You don't even have to do the cookies. You can get those Ina Parman and Woolies, make those, like, you know, muffin things in a box. They couldn't be easier to do. You just need the eggs, oil, and milk and whatever. And, I mean, you'll have a whole cooking school going on in your house.
So I think that is the way to go. It's just use the time correctly. Melinda says, remember when load shedding schedules were our biggest worry. Exactly. And I think that is important. The other thing is, I do anticipate that we'll probably have a lot less load shedding, because a lot of companies aren't functioning. So there's probably less power being drawn. I don't think we're there yet, because at this stage, factories are functioning, offices are functioning. I think we are going to see very slowly that people are going to ask to be working from home where it's possible in digital environments. What's your thoughts on that?
Listen, I think absolutely. I think also where there are a whole bunch of employees that are affected, or maybe there is a case, there are a few companies where there have been cases of COVID-19. And those companies, I mean, every single big organization has to have put into place some sort of what they call BCM, Business Continuity Management Plan, where they look at working off-site. I mean, it's a general plan that's made for every big corporate anyway with regards to any potential threat or any, like, freak happening, where they actually say, okay, if this is the case, how do we ensure business continuity? What are our plans? Do we have somewhere off-site to work? Who is in charge of that? You've actually got business continuity management champions. You've got they call them the call trees, where one person calls the next. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into that, and a whole amount of people that are actually dedicated to that in an organization. And every big organization has actually, and you'll see they've also been communicating, I mean, from, I think, all first started obviously globally, and that's now come down to South African firms, where they're saying this is the policy. Should this happen, then you can work from home. If you know of anyone who's been traveling, an employee who's been traveling in risk-affected countries, please do not come to work for that quarantine period. Please do work from home if you've been in contact with anyone. So those measures are all being taken already. Meetings have been cancelled, conferences have been cancelled, off-sites, all of those things that business normally has as day-to-day have actually been cancelled. So I think there's a huge amount of attention and emphasis that has been put on it by corporates. They're not ignoring it. They are taking this very, very seriously. Mm. And I think it does need to be taken seriously.
And I think the other advantage for us here in South Africa is that we've had the time. We've watched what's happened overseas, and we've watched how things have evolved around the world. So we've been able to plan this, I think, quite well, even though maybe we should have been more stringent a week ago. I don't think that necessarily we are that far behind. I think we're doing quite well in terms of how we're approaching it as a society. I think we're having quite a quick adoption to how to behave. And in fact, just after around about 8:35, 8:36, we are going to be chatting to Gary Sweden, who is at home recuperating with COVID-19, and just get a sense of what he's gone through, and more importantly, is how he behaved in terms of when he came back from abroad, the fact that he kept himself quarantined, and how that made a significant difference, I believe, to people around him. And I think that's what we have to do, is we've got to be aware, we've got to be sensitive to people who are vulnerable, and to the fact that we certainly don't want to make this worse. We want to do what we can to make this better. Dina Diamond, thank you as always. I suspect we'll be chatting to you during the course of the week as well.